So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So I was thinking.
Nice.
Yeah, so 7 out of the 11 Pixar movies from the past decade have been sequels or prequels or spin-offs. 8 if you include Planes.
I do not.
Fair enough. So I figure on this one we could try something original like we used to.
I don't know, sounds kind of unsafe and risky.
Well, if it does well, we can make a sequel or a prequel or a spin-off.
That's a good point. So are we putting like a Pixar short before this thing?
No, I thought we could have a Simpsons short.
Oh, show off some of Disney's new purchases. I like it.
Yeah.
So what's the short gonna be about?
Maggie Simpson getting romantic.
Ugh.
But like in a cute way.
Oh, okay. And what about the actual movie?
Well, it takes place in a fantasy world where magic exists, but nobody uses it anymore because they developed technology, which is easier to use.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're gonna have like unicorns acting like raccoons. The main characters have a dragon that acts like a dog.
It's not an animated movie without a thing that's not a dog acting like a dog.
Exactly.
So who are the main characters in this thing?
These two elf brothers, Ian and Barley.
What are elves like in this world?
They're basically humans, but blue with pointy ears.
Okay, gotcha.
So Ian is 16 and very unsure of himself, right?
Right.
And Barley is his older, more confident brother that's obsessed with this D&D style game called Quests of Yore.
Okay.
And so their dad died a long time ago when Ian was just a baby.
Oh, I love it. Parents have no business being alive in animated movies.
Well, they do still have a mom.
Aw.
And she actually has a boyfriend who's a centaur.
He's a centaur and she's like a human-sized elf.
That's right.
I have some questions.
Oh, please don't ask them.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I'll keep those to myself.
Anyway, so this centaur is kind of a goofball and he drives since it's easier than running.
Running is magic?
No, it's just inconvenient, so he has to squeeze into this little human-sized car.
If the magical beings are the ones that develop technology, why don't they have cars of different sizes for different creatures?
I don't know.
Oh, fair enough.
So anyway, the kid's dead father leaves them a staff that lets them bring him back for 24 hours.
Okay.
But they mess up the spell and only bring back his lower half.
So like, his crotch?
Well, like legs.
But like a crotch though, we're gonna be looking at a man's crotch quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, sometimes we're gonna be looking at a crotch and I know it sounds weird, but it's actually quite touching.
Oh, touching crotches are tight.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I need to start filtering some of the things I say are tight.
You sure do, sir. So anyway, sometimes they're gonna build a fake torso for their dad to pretend that everything's normal.
Oh, fake chests are tight. What's that gonna be like?
Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's?
Sure, yeah.
That.
Well, okay then.
So if they want a shot at completing the spell and speaking with their dad, they need to track down this super rare Phoenix Stone.
Oh, movies about tracking down valuable stones are very hot right now.
Yeah, so they take off to go find this thing, because after 24 hours, that's it, he's gone.
They don't bring the mom along?
They don't, no.
Very insensitive.
Yeah, I guess, but she's gonna try to follow them the whole time, so we'll check in with her.
Oh, okay.
So they take off on a road trip in Barley's van, and they meet this manticore lady.
And what's her deal?
Well, she used to go on adventures and send people on quests, and now she runs a restaurant.
Oh.
But Ian and Barley make her go crazy and, like, reignite her taste for adventure.
How do they do that?
By talking to her for about 30 seconds.
Oh, that didn't take much.
Yeah, I guess she was right on the edge.
Wow.
So they keep going on this road trip and you know what they encounter?
Well, if this is a road trip movie, I'm gonna assume they encounter bikers of some kind.
They encounter bikers of some kind.
Do they do that thing where they accidentally tip over all their motorcycles?
You know it.
Never gets old.
Never gets old.
Right?
Oh god, I hope so.
So what's up with these bikers?
Well, they're these little pixies and since nobody uses magic anymore, they travel on these big motorcycles instead of flying.
What? Why wouldn't they fly?
Well, at the beginning of the movie, we show that planes exist, so nobody flies anymore.
Right, but you can't fly a plane through rush hour traffic.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point.
And if they're tiny, how would planes help them, like, reach shelves and stuff?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about the magic logic, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what else happens?
Well, this is a quest, so they basically travel from obstacle to obstacle and try to get past them.
Oh, man, is that gonna be hard for two teenagers to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, a whole lot of the problems they encounter can actually be solved by magic spells that Ian learns.
Oh, Barley can't do magic?
Nope, but he knows all about it.
How come Ian is the only magical one?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So eventually they get the Phoenix Stone, but there's a curse that sends this big dragon stone thing after them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and there are only a couple minutes left before the dad's visitation spell wears off.
Oh, no.
But see, Ian had this checklist of things he wanted to do with his dad, and he realizes that Barley actually checked all those boxes off by being his brother.
Okay.
So Ian fights off the dragon and lets Barley say goodbye to their dad, which he was too scared to do in the hospital as a kid.
Okay, so this is how we get the tears.
This is how we get the tears. I was told that was a requirement.
Oh, yeah, Pixar runs on tears.
Right.
We run
Magnon tears.
Oh my god.
So what kind of voice talent were you thinking on this thing?
Well, I thought we could do some more cross-pollination of things that Disney owns and grab some talent from the MCU.
That's smart, so who should we get to voice Barley?
Well, overly confident character who thinks their plans are always the best sounds like a certain somebody from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're thinking...
I am,
Glenn Close.
No, Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah, that is a much better choice. What about Ian?
Well, he's an awkward, scrawny teenager. That's Tom Holland to a T.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We better snatch him up fast before another animated movie takes him for that kind of role.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna want to be first on that for sure. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.